Before we start today's episode, there's something important for agencies seeking a reliable way to attract new business, especially during busy periods. I want to introduce you to Leadflow Sprint. It's an eight-week program that simplifies your marketing and consistently attracts the attention of potential clients without requiring a massive marketing budget or external sales teams. With my 17 years of experience in aiding agencies to gain visibility and new clients, this program offers a practical and effective approach to lead generation. Forget about unpredictable leads and embrace a method that works across different agency sizes. And if you're keen to learn more, you need to visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's caffeen.club/L for Lima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra. Now let's get into today's episode. Hi, and welcome to the Caffeine Espresso podcast. Today, I'm joined by Sarah Lucille, who is our conversion copywriting coach, who works both with Caffeine on the business and within the business with our own clients in Leadflow Sprint, which is one of the other things we're here today to talk to you about. And we set up a kind of four-point agenda for this podcast because there are certain things that we think maybe weren't immediately obvious to us before we started the first cohort of the Leadflow Sprint, but we've seen come out the back of it where you think are massive advantages to you. So we thought this was a good opportunity to just chat through them, see what we've learned through that sprint, what we're going to be applying next time, and why we think it's a great opportunity for you to join, maximize this for your agency. So we're going to be talking through how we've been working with agencies to teach them to tell stories in their marketing that really help them to set their agency apart from the competition. We've been supporting them to find their own story, so unveiling their agency's why and showcasing their unique differentiator to humanize your agency's team, to tell the stories that your most ideal clients want to hear from you, and how working with a conversion copywriter and messaging consultant, that is Sarah Lucille, can really help, which is an option in the Leadflow Sprint, which is quite unusual for Caffeine. We don't have that in any other aspects of our business. And we've introduced that because we think it's a massive asset in terms of getting people through to the actual doing of outreach, of starting lead generation, of kind of plowing ahead with their new business. But on that theme, before we start today's episode, there's something important for agencies seeking a reliable way to attract new business, especially during busy periods. I want to introduce you to the Leadflow Sprint. That's an eight-week program that simplifies your marketing and helps you consistently attract the attention of potential clients without requiring a massive marketing budget or external sales teams. With my With my 17 years of experience in aiding agencies to gain visibility and new clients, this program offers you a practical and effective approach to lead generation so you can forget about unpredictable leads and embrace a method that works across different agency sizes. And if you're keen to learn more, I really encourage you to go visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's caffeen.club/LFS. Our next group starts on January 8th, 2024, and spaces are limited. So if you are even vaguely curious, I recommend going to that page and either securing your place or booking a call with me and we can chat about whether you're suitable. And if you do join us, you can be sure that your lead generation is going to be up and running by the end of February, which would be a huge checkbox off the next year's to-do list. So now I want to get into today's episode and welcome, Sarah Lucille. Thank you so much for joining me. We haven't spoken on the podcast before.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited. Looking forward to it.
So it's nice speaking to Sarah Lucille during the daytime, although you wouldn't know it in the UK because it's already dark and it's not even... Oh, it just turned four. But we're on very different time zones. And so I feel like I'm always speaking to her much later on in the evening. So yeah, lovely to see her during the daytime. So, I mean, one of the first things that we wanted to talk about here was, which I think we were just chatting off camera beforehand about the great irony that I remember being at Cannes in like 2014 and somebody standing on the stage, like somebody from a leading advertising agency and talking about how storytelling was going to be the new big thing. And that's what, like a decade ago now. And ironically, it's never really gone away. Like we've been doing storytelling on behalf of our clients ever since, but we've very few agencies are using it to their own advantage. And learning how to tell stories in marketing, we know, can really set any business apart. And it also works with it for agencies. You know, it can help to set your agency apart. For me, that was the huge attraction about working with Sarah Lucille. And I mentioned before, she works in our business too. So she's the person who's most likely written any emails that you've received probably recently, and indeed written the outlines for a lot of the scripts for podcast episodes to help keep me on point and help build in storytelling. So Sarah Lucille, can you tell us a bit more about what storytelling means to you and what your experience has been in Leaflow Sprint of what this can bring to agencies?
Yeah, I like how I came into this world. I think that is an important factor because I didn't pursue marketing. I didn't pursue copywriting. I didn't actually know it was a thing for a long time. But I always wrote and I always told stories, and I was so fixated on mythology and, you know, learning from the stories of the past. And so I was actually a history major for my first degree. And when I started to get into different career tracks, I brought all of that with me. And so then people would ask me, you know, can you help me write this? Oh, can you help us, you know, do this thing for the website? And then I started to realize that that was a profession called copywriting, and that's what I was doing. But the natural desire to connect with people through story is not unheard of. It's not something that we just discovered 10 years ago. It's something that we as humans have always done to teach lessons. It's how we form our strongest memories. And so a lot of what I was noticing when people would ask me to come help them is it's like they almost just needed permission to get more creative in their what was seen at the time as a very dry industry. Like, I'm marketing, I'm selling, and that should be professional, and that should be a very follow these frameworks, these things that we were taught that we are supposed to do as marketeers. And a lot of people really light up when they get to finally get into the origin of what they do, the purpose of what they do, the vision they have for it. And not only do they light up, but the person who would be a potential buyer, customer, client gets just as excited and remembers them better. And so it is a lot of times just finding, kind of reconnecting to what is it that you uniquely do and why you're doing it. That's one aspect of it. The other part of storytelling, and that applies to marketing, is not only your story, but learning to tell stories that the other person can see themselves in. So one thing I've, you know, and when I write a sales page or an email sequence, I like to just think of it as, you know, though we're writing a book or we're writing a movie script or something that can be really exciting to follow and be a part of. And the thing I have in mind is to remember the person you're writing to is truly the main character. Like, they have to see themselves in it as much as possible. And so I think the really cool balance we struck in Leadflow Sprint and what we've been doing here at Caffeine is, one, remembering to go back and tell the stories that you have to tell, you know, that excitement you have for what you do. That gets people excited. That gets them, you know, they're feeling trust. People love a good origin story. Like, just find the beautiful origin story. You've already created something memorable. But also in that is learning when to focus more on the stories your potential clients want to see themselves in, and how to paint beautiful pictures for them and create future possibilities that they want to be a part of, where they feel a sense of, you know, really strong relief. Like, oh, okay, I like what this agency, what this person is saying. And they also start to feel what I talk about, relief and belief. The belief piece is they start to believe in, like, what could be really big and expansive and impactful because of how you painted that picture. So they're more excited and relaxed around that investment conversation. It's less about convincing. There are less walls up when we can actually come into these conversations with more connection. So story, kind of to sum it up, is just a beautiful way that humans already connect with each other. And so that is like why I always want to go there with the copy.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like I think if you'd described this to me, you know, a decade ago when I was in agency, I was thinking, how on earth is this ever going to work for an agency? But the irony is, the more human you are, the better you build that connection. The whole time you were talking, I was just thinking human connection. So I like that you wrapped it up with that. And we put clients on such massive pedestals in agency that it can be easy to forget that they're not superhuman and not like these all-seeing gods who have the power to pay for next year's bonuses or not. You know, they're beyond that. They're a human. And just like anybody else who surrounds you, whether they're a client or not, and there's always a way to connect with them through shared experiences and the challenges that they're facing. To give you an example of what the opposite of this is, which I see a lot from agencies, the opposite is the dreaded studio newsletter, which is supposed to go out, I don't know, maybe you decide on a monthly cadence and it ends up kind of like frittering away to like once a quarter or something. And you're mostly talking about yourself. We went on this company night out. We won this new client. We launched this piece of work, and you send that to somebody. You just feels like you're just shouting through a megaphone at them about yourself. You can still do email marketing at scale or anything. We're not just talking about email marketing here, storytelling in its wider format. You can still do that at scale. It doesn't have to be an individual message every time in whatever format, whatever conduit that goes through. But if you're speaking to them as a human rather than just shouting them about yourself, you create a completely different level of engagement. And even if they're aware that that same email or that same podcast episode or that same sales page, as you mentioned, is being viewed by hundreds, if not thousands, of other people in a similar boat, they still feel like you've identified with them and that you know them that bit more. And so you're going to be that slightly safer, if not very much safer, a pair of hands, because they don't have to explain the problem to you. You're one step further along in your relationship already by demonstrating through your stories what you know about their situation. That's been my experience anyhow. And I completely, you know, there'll be people here listening who be thinking like sales page, that's not an agency thing. But there's a translation for all of these things. Like for me, the services page, which ends like frequently with a contact us button or even worse, contact us website embedded form. Like if you've got one of those, seriously get in touch and we can sort out something better. Like a Calendly link to schedule a call would be a massive improvement for a start. But it could be a case study. It could be your services page. It could be your about us page. These are all opportunities to tell stories. You don't have to be somebody who has products available online, you know, e-commerce products that you can literally click and buy. So yeah, just in case anybody kind of had any reservations about that, this is universal. If you're human, this applies to you. And I think it's huge advantage. You know, the fact that not that many people in this arena are using this so far, you know, the fact that not many agencies are using this to reach their prospective clients, their own clients. You know, then maybe they're deploying it on their clients' behalf, but they're not doing it in their own marketing new business. I see that as a huge opportunity. You know, the more people jump on the bandwagon, the less it's going to resonate because it's going to wash over people slightly more. I know we talked about human connection, but you can only connect with so many people at a time. Or at least that's how I feel. Like I feel like there's only a certain number of messages that I'm really going to consume in that level of depth that storytelling allows for. So, you know, if you are an agency who likes to feel like they're at the forefront of something, or they're trying new stuff, or they don't want to wait for to be a laggard in the trend adoption curve, then yeah, I strongly recommend you jump on this now on your agency's behalf. So can you talk about how you've helped clients to address this within lead flow sprint previously? Like, what is the, literally, how did we do the thing?
Yeah. So a big part of lead flow sprint is getting on the radar of new business. And getting on the radar simply means, being remembered enough that they come to you when they are ready to pursue a project that you would work on. And what lead flow sprint also answers in as far as working on the messaging and the positioning is, I think, and what I've seen is it kind of eliminates this big scarcity fear that a lot of people will have in this space where there's too many agencies and not enough clients. And that doesn't feel true when you really look at it. There are a lot of agencies and there are a lot of potential clients. And the way that you show people how to find them, I think, is really novel and very effective. So when you can kind of get out of the feeling of scarcity, then what we do is look at, like, well, who are we going to talk to right now? Who are we going to reach out to and how? And so where I would meet with everyone in lead flow sprint, at least for their first messaging meeting, which we would call the messaging call. And then I put together a messaging.
I should point out that is like a one-to-one session with Sarah Lucille, where she's doing a massive deep dive into the messaging of your business. It's a bit like being in like a therapy session for business in the best possible way. And the output just blows my mind every time.
And from that, we get to put together a messaging blueprint that can really guide the direction of all of the assets that are being either created or edited for the specific purposes of this new lead generation process. And then you get to send all of that to me, and I'm responding and giving you really specific direction on that loom, but it's so specific to you because we had that meeting, we're working on your angle, your voice, your personality, and especially the storytelling piece. And I think that was the part that is a little scary at first, as you said, because some people might have that resistance of, oh, it's not for this industry, which is, for your own clientele, not true at all. You are hired on to create stories for them, and you know how impactful that is. And I think what you said is really the key factor in, we're always talking to humans. Like, we might describe a business, but when we get into the ideal client, what I do and did with a lot of folks in Lead Flow Sprint is, we're talking about the person who's making a decision, because the business is not the person with the emotions and the thought process and the needs and the desires. And those things still very much matter. The person who may happen to listen to your podcast and bring that up at their next meeting, the person who's been reading your emails, and the person who's going to read that message they receive from you on whatever platform you reach out. So it's that initial contact. And that's where I think a lot of people started to feel relief, because they were getting more specific and able to find words. And I help with the copywriting piece to actually connect with another human being, which feels like a lot of less pressure than, say, I need to convince this entire business to listen to me. And what we also did is, there was, look at the ways in which, you know how we talk about, you know, leaving money on the table. I see ways in which we leave stories on the table. There are so many things that you already have to say. It's not like we're inventing anything. There are ways that you probably have described your agency or your business to a friend, to a family member, to a, you know, talking to a colleague, or, you know, someone that you may have partnered with. And there's so much there that is not being shared. And so what we want to dig into is, what is not being shared that would be so compelling if only people knew that, if only they knew that about you. And I say that about a lot of creative people, creative folks, myself included. We do a lot for other people creatively. And then when we have to put the mirror on ourselves, we're like, oh no, Like, don't look at me. It's not about me. And so sometimes, and you may have experienced this, you might meet people in life who are so fascinated with you that it's almost uncomfortable because you aren't seeing all this stuff about yourself, your really unique perspective, your unique way of doing things, your talents that you might take for granted because they come easier to you than other people. And so that's the gold we want to get into. And so when we do our messaging call, we're really finding all these hidden treasures so that we can actually bring that up to the surface. And yeah, so one specific client in Lead Flow Sprint said something along the lines of, you know, how it really brought up the ways in which he had all of these unique stories to tell, but he wasn't doing it. And so having that mirrored back to him can be uncomfortable at first, but also what he shared, and I appreciate hearing, is that the process doesn't feel painful. Like you're not being critiqued, you're not being criticized or judged. It's very collaborative. It feels fun. It feels like very just, you know, let's find your strengths and emphasize them. And so I think for people who feel really uncomfortable at the idea of having someone outside come and look at their stuff, give their thoughts on it, it really feels like we become more of a team. Like we come in as a separate team. And it's almost nice that we are outside of your agency because you have that perspective to go to. You also have a space to go to kind of brainstorm. And I think that opens up new ideas. And you see people then, because they're getting this such direct, specific feedback, they're getting a lot done in such a short period of time. Like we saw someone write an entire really impressive book. Two people ended up putting together these really extensive resources and so high quality. And these are the resources that attract the attention, get on the radar of new business, because you come to people with something that answers creates a solution for them, answers a problem they might have, where they are feeling like you can actually speak their language, you understand their needs. That's what leads to connection and continued conversation, rather than you trying to say the same old thing over and over, which is, you know, we're an award-winning agency. Here's our portfolio. You're not trying to convince them to look at you. You're saying, hey, I see you, and here's something I created I think would be really helpful for you. Mm-hmm. And that changes the whole energy of the lead generation process. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I made quite a few notes as Sarah Lucille was talking then. There's a few things I want to kind of cover off in terms of why we're even doing Lead Flow Sprint. And I think gives good context to some of the stuff that she just said. So I always knew I wanted to do something at an affordable level, but for the people who couldn't afford to work one-to-one for an extended period of time, but needed more accountability. And I'd always really resisted in doing that in a group format, because I know how, as you mentioned already, how competitive creative agencies can be. I feel unnecessarily a lot of the time, even if there are two animation studios in Lead Flow Sprint, more than likely they have very different house styles, they're targeting very different audiences. And actually that was almost the case in the last cohort of the Lead Flow Sprint, you know, very loosely that was the case. I don't think that was an issue. And, you know, Sarah Lucille just then mentioned critiques. And I think that's another reason that I was always scared about doing something in a group format, was that we are very, because as creative people, we're creating output that is judged so subjectively, because it's often aesthetic and it's very hard to be objective about that unless we've got like literal quantifiable results. And that comes so much further after the point of creation that it's hard to wait till then to get feedback. So yeah, we've got this issue where we are often facing a lot of people's opinions, and we all develop different mechanisms to deal with that. But I'd say it's true of the majority of us that we can feel quite sensitive towards feedback. So as you were talking about it, I just realized that there are a couple of aspects in Lethal Sprint that we call critique. And I really think that is, I think it's too harsh. Like, I think it's so much better than, you kind of alluded to it then. You know, any time that it is a group program, but any time that you are getting personalized feedback or individual kind of attention on your business, you're doing that in an entirely private environment. So we're using the group situation for teaching or for kind of going through bigger concepts. We're not using it to shine a spotlight on your business. The other ways of working with us one-to-one within Leadflow Sprint, both Sarah Lucille and myself, they are where you will get the feedback on the stuff that you're creating, the stuff that already exists, where your mind is, who you are, you know, all of that stuff gets addressed on a one-to-one level. And I think that's, I don't feel like I've verbalized that anywhere else. Like, I think that's really important to know because there are a lot of people who will come in. I saw a lot of very brave faces on the first few days of the Leadflow Sprint in the last cohort. I think everybody was worried about how much they were going to have to share. And really, we designed it in a way where you never have to share in front of other people if you don't feel comfortable with that. And even the way, you know, aside from some one-to-one calls that we do, both myself and you, if any other feedback is actually going, Sarah Lucille suggested, it's delivered via to and fro between us, between yourself and us, using Loom. So we are giving videos of feedback and sharing examples. So even then, you're not having to commit to jump on a call with us. You can do that completely flexibly between everything else that's going on in your day, because that is another major challenge that the creative agency leader faces. And while we're on that, there was something else that I realized as you were talking. Loneliness is such a huge issue for so much of our audience. It can feel very lonely and alienating as a creative agency leader. And it can often be really scary not knowing who to be able to talk to about the challenges that you're facing within your agency. You can't talk to your staff because you might scare them, might start looking for jobs somewhere else if you tell them that sales are drying up. But equally, maybe you don't have a mentor or somebody else you can share that with. Leadflow Sprint is an excellent resource for objective eyes, but ones who really wish you well in and on your business for 8 weeks solid. It is a time-bound commitment to achieve something, but it's knowing, I think it's really important to communicate. And it's very hard to do this without speaking out loud about it or using client quotes from the last cohort, which I will be doing in a future episode. But to understand that you're going to feel held, like you're going to feel looked after. You're not going to feel alone, even if you literally are a one person and their Mac kind of agency, or, you know, a collective situation where there's just you and you grow or shrink depending on what project you're working on. You will not be alone. It's almost like having people within your business for that period of time. It's really important to point out.
So in all of this, we're talking about telling the story and we're talking about creating these helpful resources. I also think the relief piece is to acknowledge that this isn't something that is high pressure, as in you're going to bring in one lead that you have to put all your energy into trying to convert to a client. The whole idea is you're actually increasing your visibility with more potential leads, but not in a one-off way. You know, it's not just an Instagram post that you put up and you hope that people actually looked at it or clicked on it or something on, you know, any number of social media platforms.
Yeah.
And instead, you are getting on people's radar and continuing to talk to them through, you know, your email sequence that you create, which I know some people have a resistance to that. It ends up being a really low pressure, a highly effective way to build that relationship, where you are someone they are thinking of more than they would have otherwise. And we see it in our end, where people will come in through a welcome sequence and they feel like they're getting to talk with you and they'll respond to those emails and you respond back. So they are getting, you know, they do get, it's not like you completely step out of it. You get to talk to these folks, but a lot of them start initiating the conversation, which is really cool. And I think a big relief for a lot of people who are like, that makes them even more nervous is I have to do all of the initiating. I have to get in everyone's inbox. I have to send these cold emails that nobody likes and nobody wants to read. And instead, no, not exactly. You're initiating a connection and then you're nurturing that connection. And you'll find people will start coming to you as well because they feel like you have been speaking with them through these emails that you put in the time to initially create that are now working for you on a continual basis.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you were saying that, I've just screenshot. I have a folder on my desktop called Good Stuff. It's things that I read on a rainy day, you know, where I'm feeling rubbish and need to remind myself that the people I work with value. And I screenshot this actually a couple of days ago, and I sent it on to Sarah Lucille because it was in response to one of the emails that she wrote, which was completely automated. It says, I'm not going to say who it is. It says, hi, Charlotte. Okay, you've got me. I've been filing your emails under to-do as they were all so great. I'm so glad I got started to do some pre-week preparation tonight and I saw the final offer because I was offering her something in this. I'm so excited to start winning clients consistently. Thank God for your automation genius. And I, you know, that is the first time that there has been a personal interaction between, I've just felt angered stuff. That's what the noise was in the background. It's the first time there's been a personal interaction between her and myself. And actually it was her sending the email to me because she just purchased something from me. And to me, that illustrates it. You know, she had been filing those emails under her own version of good stuff, not to do, because they spoke to her and she recognized herself in it. And I love receiving stuff like that. I love it because there's none of the ick of the outreach. And like the, I call it, I've just written down here, in summary of what you were saying, what we teach in Leaflow Sprint allows you to scale, but without any knocking. And what I mean that is like, you don't have to go knocking on people's doors. You know, you don't have to go out and do the cold stuff personally, which even if you do identify as a salesperson or like somebody in the business development role, even then that can feel really icky. You know, it can feel awful doing that. But if you're reaching out to somebody with something of value to them and you're doing it in a way that there's no other ask of them, you're not asking them to join a sales call, you're not asking them to become your client next week or anything else. You're just offering them something of value to them. First of all, that puts you in a different mindset, like a different mental state. Like you're going with something of value to them. So you're proud to do it. But secondly, you throw in the automation and you do that at scale. You're not even touching it. You're not even the person who's sending that out. It just happens. So like that person I just read out an email from, she came in from, I believe, a LinkedIn interaction, which was automated by me. She consumed some of our emails and then she purchased something and then she sent me that message. And that was the first time that I'd heard from her personally without any form of automation. And to me, that just sums up what this is about. I know that for the agency speaking, you know, back to the, we don't have a sales page. Fine. You don't have a sales page. You're not going to get an email from someone saying, I just signed up for an entire brand redesign from you on your website. There's your 50 grand or whatever. That's not what's happening. But what they might do is say, okay, been really enjoying this content. We actually have a brief coming up. Can we jump on a call? You're not on our roster, but we'd love to be able to add you because we think you might be a good fit. Let's have a chat. How good would that feel just coming out of the blue versus the telephone call with somebody saying, my startup needs a brand identity. What's your budget? I don't have much. Would 500 quid do it? And you're like, your minimum rate is 40 grand for a project. Like this is the difference. When you're intentionally reaching out to people, you're doing it from a position, you're doing it in a way that creates goodwill because you're offering something of interest and you're doing it at scale because you're involving automation. You are maximizing your chances of filling your new business pipeline. Because let's face it, it takes a long time to convert creative clients. Like they do not decide to buy because it's 2 grand on a website. That we're in a different business model, myself and you as agencies. It takes, we see between 6 months and 2 years of engagement. So I am not offering you a plaster. I'm really clear about that. Band-Aid. This isn't a quick fix, you know, like it's not going to solve it. If you're worried about cash flow next month, keeping the lights on, paying your suppliers, etc. There are other methods that we teach in other areas, but that's not what lead flow sprint is. This is building that lead flow. The sprint part is when you set it up. So we're literally doing it over an 8-week period. You may even have it done in less. I've seen people do it in 2 weeks and then just get extra value from the rest of the time I've been working with them when I've done the same thing in a one-to-one coaching format. And I just remembered something else that I wanted to say earlier about creating Lead Flow Sprint. You know, when I work with people one-to-one, I knew I could do the logistics. Like, I'm really good at that. How the tech stacks up, how it all fits together, what kind of psychology you need to get in at certain points, what are the word counts in certain areas? Like, that's my thing. But I found I was being pulled time and time again back into copywriting, which is where it feels like I've spent a lot of my career for somebody who doesn't identify as a copywriter. And I knew that this was an area that I was not best serving my clients in. And I knew that when we created a new offer, I had to involve somebody who I really trusted in my own business to be supporting our clients. Somebody who is professors to and spent all their time being a conversion copywriter. So specifically trying to move people from cold to client. And to me, that's sector agnostic. I think, you know, a lot of the thinking behind that is the same and across different industries. And that's why I'm so chuffed that Sarah Lucille is involved with Lead Flow Sprint. I think she's such a huge asset. And I think it's really important to note, because she won't say it herself, I wouldn't have thought on this call, but so her work, her evaluations as a copywriter has led to 6- and 7-figure launches for businesses globally. Again, you may be like, we don't do launches, but that doesn't make any difference. That is effectively saying she's brought in 6 to 7 figures with copywriting over a very short period of time, probably maximum of 1 month period. And I'm sure as a business owner, that probably sounds good to you, regardless of what industry you're in. But also, I think it's really important to say as well what people said when they came out of the last Lead Flow Sprint, which was, you know, at least one person said to me, it didn't even really matter what else I got out of the rest of it, because I got the value for money from just the messaging call and the messaging blueprint I received as a follow-up from Sarah Lucille. They were blown away by how much content was in that. And I have to say I was as well, and this may sound obvious to you, but how much it differentiated from person to person. You know, everything was so distinctly different. And I think that's so crucial, because so many clients are like, they think they're just the same as the other agencies. They know they're not, but they think on the surface they look like that. So if you're in any way tempted to define how you're different from your competitors, again, Lead Flow Sprint, come and check us out. Like, come and have a chat. Let's find out if it's the right thing for your business. Do you have anything else to add, Sarah Lucille? Because I know you've got to dash in a minute.
No, that was incredible. Beautiful. The way you put that, perfect. I wouldn't add anything.
So, I mean, before we wrap up, I just want to touch on a crucial opportunity for your agency's growth. So as a creative agency, your primary focus should be on delivering exceptional work, not getting bogged down in sales and marketing. And that's where Lead Flow Sprint comes in. It's an 8-week program designed to streamline your lead generation process and bring in a steady flow of potential clients to you, which hopefully you've realized through us chatting through it on this call, particularly around the messaging side. So that means no more struggling with the ups and downs of trying to gain the attention of new business. Our program includes hands-on support. You've just met us. And we have a host of other guest speakers who come in to talk on particular topics as well, and including direct input in your copywriting from Sarah Lucille, ensuring a bespoke approach to your lead generation needs. So no more feeling stuck in the feast or famine cycle. Our real-time support includes direct feedback on tasks like copywriting and helps you to bid farewell to inconsistent leads and embrace a lead generation system tailored to your unique needs. I'm going to put the link into the show notes as well, but just read it out here in case you're on your phone and you want to dash to it. It's caffeine.club/LFS. That's caffeen.club/Alpha Lima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra. And remember, our next session starts on January 8th and we have limited spots available, so don't delay. And of course, I've got to say, thank you for joining us, first of all. And if you found value, please share, review, or like it. You know, if you know of another agency who, you know, maybe Lead Flow Sprint isn't for you, but you know of somebody else who could really use this right now, do them a solid and send them a link. We'd really appreciate it, and I'm sure they would as well. And until next time, here's to a thriving and efficient new business pipeline. And I hope we get to work with you in Lead Flow Sprint. Just before we wrap up, I want to touch on a crucial opportunity for your agency's growth.
As a creative agency, your primary focus should be on delivering exceptional work, not getting bogged down in sales and marketing. And that's where Lead Flow Sprint comes in. It's an 8-week program designed to streamline your lead generation process, bringing in a steady flow of potential clients to you. No more struggling with the ups and downs of trying to gain the attention of new business. Our program includes hands-on support, including direct input on your copywriting, ensuring a bespoke approach to your lead generation needs. No more feeling stuck in the feast or famine cycle. Our real-time support, including direct feedback on tasks like copywriting, helps you to bid farewell to inconsistent leads and embrace a lead generation system that's tailored to your unique needs. Visit caffeine.club/LFS. That's KAFFEN.CLUB/L for Lima, F for Foxtrot, S for Sierra.